KQED.
As part of a series we're calling Us Too, women across California have been sharing their stories of abuse and sexual harassment with us in their own words. Today, a bit of a different take. We hear from a man in Los Angeles who says for most of his life, he was an abuser. He sees the Me Too movement as an opportunity for men like him to also stand up, speak out, and acknowledge how they've hurt others.
My name is Stephen McMarion. I'm 62 years old, and I'm from Los Angeles, California. I grew up in a family, being the oldest of the young men in my family. I had three brothers under me and three sisters over me. Therefore, I was told I was the man of the house. My dad was in and out of my life, mostly out. I learned basically from what I heard on the streets. I used to hear my mother and her friends and my sisters sometimes speak negatively of men. And as a young man, I took that personally and figured they were talking about me too. So I took a defense to it. The first time I can remember actually physically abusing a woman, I was about 16 years old and I had a girlfriend. I was with a friend of mine and I saw him striking his girlfriend. And so I thought that was the right thing to do. And so I did the same thing and I struck my girl. When I did, she was very surprised. I'll never forget the look on her face when she asked, "Why did you do that?" And I really didn't have an answer. I know it didn't feel right. But she didn't leave. She stayed there. So that was like, you know, the ticket for me to say it was okay. When I was about 30 years old, I fell into a relationship that lasted for about 10 years. I have to admit that I abused her in every fashion of the word abuse. There came a time where she was not afraid of me anymore. She told me she wasn't afraid of me anymore. It shocked me because I didn't know what to do. To me, I was losing my form of control. So I threatened her. Matter of fact, I threatened her with a gun, and she actually went to the police. Well, that cost me time in prison. And while in prison, I received a spiritual revelation. I had a chance to look at myself and see the ugliness of myself and who I thought I was and who I was not. This was in 1998. So in the wake of the Me Too movement, I wanted to share my story. I wanted to share the distortion of who I thought women were and that they were to be used. I realize now this is a time of healing. And it feels good to be free, to be able to say these things. I can remember in that 10-year relationship, my protection was for her to be silent, for her not to say anything. You know, I thank the Lord Most High for allowing me to be free enough to speak about the ugliness of that part of me. I really honestly believe that there are more men that need to see this within themselves.
That story was produced by KQED senior editor Tanya Mosley.